This is Michael Weiss. Welcome to another episode of Series 7 Exam Tutors Podcast. This episode will be focused on a comparison between open-end funds and closed-end funds. And keep in mind, open-end funds are really just mutual funds. This is one of my favorite topics because the majority of my investment career has been focused in the mutual fund industry. Before I go over the long list of differences between open-end funds and closed-end funds, I'd like to briefly review their similarities. They are both portfolios of securities, portfolios of stocks, portfolios of bonds, or portfolios of stocks and bonds. For the most part, open-end funds and closed-end funds are actively managed. All closed-end funds are actively managed. With open-end funds, the majority of new money is going into passively managed index funds because investors don't want to pay the higher fees associated with the active funds. Now, the differences. So open-end funds, mutual funds, are sold in a continuous primary offering. And they're always sold under the 1933 Act. They never make it to the secondary market. And they keep selling more and more shares. And as a result of that, we say the capitalization is not fixed. Capitalization is partly a function of the number of shares that you have outstanding. Now, closed-end funds, they are sold in one offering. They do their initial public offering, and that's it. They're done. They don't sell any more shares, and therefore their capitalization is fixed. Now, your open-end funds, they don't trade on exchanges. So the only real way to buy an open-end fund is to buy it directly from the fund company, or you can buy it through an intermediary like a Schwab, but ultimately the money goes to the fund company. Now, closed-end funds trade on exchanges. Now, with a closed-end fund, almost all the trading characteristics are like that of a stock or an ETF, and we'll go over that in a minute. Now, with an open-end fund, you pay the NAV, net asset value per share, plus a sales charge if there is one. If you're paying an upfront sales charge, that's an A share. Now, with your closed-end funds, you pay the market price plus a commission. Now, with open-end funds, you have something called forward pricing. So that means that anytime you buy or sell an open-end fund, you get the next calculated price. So open-end funds only price their shares at once a day at 4 p.m. So if you buy shares before 4 p.m., you get the 4 p.m. price. And if you buy shares after 4 p.m., you get the next day's closing price. Closed-end funds are just traded priced continuously in the marketplace. You can get a different price all day long. Now, with your open-end funds, you cannot buy them on margin, but a closed-end fund can be purchased on margin. So as you can see, a lot of the characteristics of closed-end funds in terms of trading are just like stocks and just like ETFs. Now, with an open-end fund, you cannot sell them short, but you could sell your closed-end fund short. Open-end funds are redeemable. Now, that's kind of like a really old school way of saying, okay, how am I going to sell my shares? Who's going to buy them? Well, the only way to get rid of your shares is to sell them back to the fund company. So you present your shares to the fund company, they redeem them as of 4 o'clock. Closed-end fund securities are not redeemable. You want to sell your shares, you have to sell them to somebody else. Now, with an open-end fund, and this is kind of a weird concept, but they cannot issue senior securities. And so what that means is, if you think about the liquidation priority list of when a corporation goes bankrupt, the four major investor classes are secured debt, unsecured debt, preferred stock, and common stock. Secured debt, unsecured debt, and preferred stock are considered senior securities. Common stock is considered a junior security because it's at the bottom of that list. Now, open-end funds cannot issue secured debt, unsecured debt, and preferred stock. They can only issue a common stock class. And sometimes this is confusing for people because they're thinking like, well, don't these open-end funds, don't they buy stock? Don't they buy bonds? Secured bonds and unsecured bonds and preferred? Well, yeah, they do. But That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is the legal distinction that the open-end funds cannot issue a senior security. It really has nothing to do with what they invest in. Now, closed-end funds can issue multiple legal classes of securities. And finally, with an open-end fund, when you redeem it, you sell it at the NAV, the net asset value per share. And according to the Investment Company Act of 1940, open-end funds have to give your money back within 7 calendar days. Now, of course, these days with ACH transactions, the money should hit your bank account in like 2 business days. Now, the closed-end fund, this is a really important point. So with the closed-end fund, you cannot transact at a closed-end fund's NAV. They do have NAVs, but you can't transact at the NAV. You have to transact at the market price. So when you're buying a closed-end fund, you could either be buying it at a discount or a premium. If the market price is less than the NAV, then you're buying it at a discount, and that's good. If the market price is greater than the NAV, you're buying it at a premium. So a strategy for closed-end funds would be you try to buy them when they're selling it at a discount, and then you try to sell them when they're selling at a premium. You can check back periodically for new episodes of the podcast by visiting www.series7examtutor.com. Then go to the bottom navigation menu and click on Series 7 Podcast. Thanks for listening.